Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG, Honest Wedding Advice, and we are at the top five countdown for the best podcasts of 2023. I had 140 to choose from. I went, looked at the stream services, looked at everything, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, you name it, I looked at it, Apple Music, and I came up with the top five requested podcasts that you guys went on and downloaded and streamed in 2023, and I am at number two right now, and that is, do I have to follow a strict timeline for my event? And the answer to that is fuck no, you do not. Well, I went to the venue and they broke down all these times of what's happening when and where. No, I don't care what the venue says. The venue needs to know three things, and it all revolves around the chef. What time he or she has to serve salad, what time he or she has to serve the main course, and what time he or she has to serve dessert. They just need to know that. As far as everything else goes, when you're a DJ or a band, you walk up to the maitre d' and you say, listen, when do I need to have these people seated? What time do these people need to sit down in order for me to make sure that everything goes without a hitch through your kitchen? And they'll give you times. Everything else around that, you do not need structure for. You can do whatever it is that your heart desires. Why? Because that's how it is. I can show you events throughout states from here to California where you can do everything up front and front load the parent dances and the toasts. You can have the parent dances and the toasts after salad. You can have a dance set between salad and main course that lasts 30 or 40 minutes. You can do whatever it is that your heart desires around those times that the chef needs to serve those courses. I've sat down with a venue right before the main party was supposed to start, and they've given me a whole timeline of events, and I look at them and I go, you really think this is going to happen exactly the way that you guys have it mapped out? Fuck the timeline. Just tell me when your chef needs to serve the food. I will make sure these people are seated. You have to do nothing other than make sure that that food gets out on this table and these people have drinks in their hand and they're happy. I will take care of the rest. So if you tell me that the salad course has to get served at 6:35 and grand entrances are 6 o'clock, I will make sure that these people are seated and ready to go and eat that salad at 6:35. Period. End of story. If that means I have to fill space, if that means I have to fill time, if that means I have to do formalities, you just tell me when you want that food served and I will make sure these people are seated for it. A timeline makes zero sense because nothing happens on time anyway. It's never the way that people write it down. We're going to do this at 6:20 and this at 6:40 and this at 7:10 and this at 7:45. No, just tell me when the chef wants to serve the food. I will make sure people are eating it so it's hot so when they go home and they remember it and they review and they tell their friends, they can say, hey, the venue's food was on point. That's what they care about, okay? They don't care about when they sat down to eat it. They don't care about the structure of the timeline. They care what it tasted like, how it was. So when people ask how was their food, they can tell them with an honest face, it was fucking fantastic. When a venue gives you a timeline, take it, rip it up, and say, no, give me an order of events. This is what's happening. This is what we have to do. These are the things we have to get through. And tell me what time your kitchen has to serve the food. I will make sure my DJ or entertainment has these people seated. A good DJ like myself will hit that mark every fucking time. Shit DJs, they'll forget. They won't know what they're doing. You got to hold their hand. I get it. But when you have somebody with a brain, listen, trust me, do not try to use a formalized timeline. It doesn't work. This is 30 years in the business. I don't care what venue head tells you otherwise. I'm telling you, they don't work. Trust me, this is great advice. Take it or leave it. I'm ESG. That was number two. I'll be back with number one before the end of the year. Peace, love, and God above, and I'm out. Bye-bye.
You have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to ask. Sometimes my